We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talked about a mistrust of the vaccine in certain communities. I know that you talked about this campaign that's coming up, but the governor sent out essentially public service announcements yesterday to try and tell people that the vaccine is safe and to get it. But the same governor spent several months starting the ball saying the vaccine can't be trusted because the president was incompetent, orange man bad, and you can't trust this guy. And now, I mean, how much of that lays at the feet of the governor, though, for several months saying you can't trust this, and now having to turn around and convince people that he can?
No, I don't think that that's at all what the governor was doing. He was simply saying that we're concerned about the pace of this, we're concerned about the fact that the president himself said, I want this done by Election Day. He telegraphed to the nation that he was injecting politics, that he wanted a result, to be able to tell the people on before Election Day that he was the one who accomplished this goal. Anybody would be suspicious of that timetable. The timetable should be driven by the science, the data, the experts, the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, the CDC, not by an artificial date known as Election Day. So I think we all saw through what the president was trying to do, and the governor wanted to let people know that we are going to have our own team of experts working in conjunction with the FDA. We had a lot of conversations that we wanted to just give it our final stamp of approval, and that's exactly what we did, all to build confidence. So I think it was the president himself who injected the suspicion about this process as opposed to the governor. Next question.
Would you think, though, that this is kind of, these pop-up sites are robbing Peter to pay Paul? Because as we know, Erie County, for example, has had to cancel multiple days' worth of appointments because they don't have the supply.
This is a one-day pop-up in order for people to be almost the ambassadors. The people who here today are first and are saying, I'm willing to do this. They're going to go out and talk to their families and their fellow church members and people at work and to help build that trust. This is an important investment of these vaccines at this time to build the confidence in these communities. And with respect to Erie County, we're going to continue working with them to get them as much supply as we can. And there's not one site that's handling it. Erie County will be doing the public workers, and I'm in constant contact with the county executives. On Friday, I have my regular, I'm on phone calls constantly with the county executives, understanding their needs, but also their public health departments are engaged with our health equity task force and our hub vaccine hub every single day. So we're working really closely with them.
Are these pop-up sites though taking away from the county's supply of the vaccine?
There is an allocation that comes based on the percentage of eligible individuals. The governor has a formula. So when we get 300,000 a week, we know how many can come to an area. Then they reduce it to 250,000. This week we have 250,400 this week. And they actually only gave us half of the doses. Instead of all at once, we got half. And so we're still waiting for the other half. So it is hard. I understand it's hard for the counties and others to do wide-scale scheduling. And we learned that early on because all of a sudden, unbeknownst to us, the supply is cut. So I think we're just, and people are understanding, this is an evolving process, and we're trying to manage people's expectations. So the reality is it's probably better not to be scheduling further out. You know, when we thought there was going to be plenty of supply, it made sense. Now that we realize a couple weeks into this, the supply is not going to be counted on until more is produced, that having lots of people signed up is just a point of frustration for them.
Kathy, a similar question is what Heather was just asking. This is regarding the UBC outside the state-run vaccination site. Could you explain the state's rationale for opening that up, but knowing that Erie County and other places have had to cancel appointments? Why open up this place when other places have to cancel?
We're taking care of different pools of people. Okay, nursing homes, take care of our nursing homes. Pharmacies handle 65 and up. Healthcare workers handled by the hospitals. Erie County handling public workers. Publicly paid individuals, teachers, firefighters, police, etc. Then there's a large population of other individuals who fall between the cracks, or that the state can help pick up. So it's been the challenge is to get people to understand that not every site is the right one for them. Okay, and so opening this site also, UB South, I think is more convenient for people to get to. I think that was a good location in terms of the population of people on the east side of Buffalo. Again, we're also talking about populations that have a much higher death rate and higher rate of contracting the virus and having serious consequences and ending up in the hospital. UB South meets that need. This pop-up sites meets this need, and there'll be more sites just like this.
What's a realistic forecast between now and, say, August? You know, if you're trying to tell people, if you had to guess today when the general population will start being able to get the vaccine, what's your best guess as to what month we're looking at?
Based on this week's supply, if this week's supply continues, August, September, I'm in that category. I'm thinking August. But also, this is hopefully our worst-case scenario. We still are waiting for Johnson & Johnson. One dose, you don't need to come back for two. AstraZeneca, if they get approvals and we can increase the number of manufacturers providing this to the federal government, this could change overnight. That could be cut in half if we can all of a sudden get the supply. So that's the challenge. So I think just to manage expectations, we save further out. Could it be less than that? Yes, of course it can be.
If the pharmacies are handling the seniors and the hospitals are handling the hospitals and the counties are handling the EMS and the front lines workers, and you guys are handling, you say, fall through the cracks. I don't even know what that means, but but the county's having to cancel their clinics. Seems like the focus is on the elderly population. Was there any thought to maybe telling the counties, okay, you know what? We need help getting these older folks. So you open your clinics for older folks. That way you would have more sites to get those older folks vaccinated quicker. In other words, kind of converting their role. Was there any thought to that?
Yeah, but the problem is it's not a shortage of sites.
Yeah.
And if we can't just be focusing on age-based population, because then what happens to the teachers who need to get back to school soon, and the police officers and first responders. So we wanted the county to handle that responsibility. So I think it's, you know, that's why it's been broken out. And will there be fine tuning? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the early, very early stages of this process. So
I'll take one more question.
Lieutenant Governor, Southern Witness News has repeatedly asked for an on-camera interview with the Department of Health spokesperson so that we can ask some of these critical questions that our viewers have. Why has the state denied that request?
Let me ask the state for you on why they deny. You've asked for them to have the head of the health department, Dr. Zucker.
I don't know. Even a Department of Health spokesperson.
Okay.
Honestly, at the suggestion of your press secretary.
Right. Okay.
And that request has been repeatedly denied.
Okay. Well, I haven't denied the fact that I'm willing to ask. I will continue to ask on your behalf, Sandra. Last question.
I'm curious to know whether or not there's been given any thought to actually rolling back eligibility, given that there is not enough vaccine for the people who, if you're saying August, there had been a much more restrictive rollout, and then the governor opened it up much, much wider. Has there been any thought given to limiting the number of folks who can get the vaccine so there isn't this ongoing frustration of people who know they're eligible but actually can't access the vaccine and might not be able to access it for months?
You're absolutely right. You know, we had a plan where we thought we would hit the majority of the population, you know, later spring. You know, that was based on the early categories 1A, 1B, about 2.1 million people in that, and that was 75 and up. And we're certainly going to be getting to people with underlying health conditions too, which will be part of the group of people that the state can handle. But when the federal government says that 65 is and up is eligible, the governor said that he didn't want seniors in the state of New York, seniors being over 65 now, to feel that they're being denied something that's given to people in their age group elsewhere in other states. So it's really the CDC. If they hadn't done that, I think it'd be easier for us to manage this. But once it's eligible, how are we to say that, no, we're not going to give it to you? So we did open it up with the hope that the vast pharmacy chain, we have over 1,200 sites right now that are eligible to and are ready to go. I mean, as soon as the supplies come in. So it has made it more of a challenge, no doubt about it. But I don't know that there's talk about now telling 65-year-olds you're not going to get it, even though your 66-year-old brother in another state can. You know, we feel like this is also a national, this is national guidance that came to us from the CDC, and that's what we're following here in New York.
And we'll have
thanks,
to
everybody.
People come back in 3 weeks then and get their set. I mean, are they guaranteed that you'll come back with a pop-up clinic essentially in 3 weeks for number two, right?
Yes, they're all set. Yeah, they're already scheduled to come back, and you know their dates. It might have been February 15th, I think I heard from someone say. They're already set, yes. We want to make sure we have enough supply for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.